No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good today.
We have seen so many people who are in need of a kidney donor. People have tried different ways to bring awareness to that need. We've seen people put information on t-shirts. We've seen magnets on vehicles. A magnet was placed on a vehicle and was driven around town, and a young lady actually took a picture of that, and it was shared on social media. I reached out to Marlena Lopez and found out that it was her father who was needing a kidney donor, and I asked her if she wanted to come on the program to share about this effort. And right now I have Marlena Lopez on the line with me. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Marlena.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What do you think about the fact that this magnet was on a truck and someone took a picture and then it started circulating through social media?
So it was kind of like how you said, my dad had stage 4 kidney disease for quite a few years. And just a year ago, he went into stage 5 and he's on dialysis now at home. And he does it 7 days a week, 8 hours a day. So when he went on dialysis, I had shirts made, I had bumper stickers, I had magnets made, and that picture is actually my husband's work truck. We had posted on Facebook, but for some reason, when this gal posted it, it went everywhere. So it's really impressive, and I think it's really cool.
The magnet actually said, someone we love needs a kidney, blood type O. And then it gave the phone number, 720-563-9855.
Yes, that's my phone number.
Is your father on the kidney exchange program where if someone donates a kidney that's not his type, that it would actually go into the bank where that kidney could be used for someone and then they find a kidney for your father that matches him?
He is. He's going through a Presbyterian St. Luke, and they do the kidney exchange program, and he's also on the kidney donation list, and he's pretty on top of the list, but the way the top of the list works, he goes up and then he goes down and then he goes up and then he goes down.
Being at stage five, that makes it very difficult for him at this point in his treatment.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he's doing peritoneal dialysis, which he gets to do it at home. And like I said, it's 8 hours a day. He basically does it as if he had a day job. So he does it from, you know, morning till the afternoon. And then he gets to do, you know, whatever he gets to do at night. But doing it at home in that peritoneal dialysis, he's not so sick. He actually does pretty good. He's actually otherwise pretty healthy other than needing a kidney. Anytime we get a donor, he'll be ready for transplant immediately because he otherwise is healthy. We're just waiting on a donor or him to come up on the transplant.
Tell us about Richard. What kind of guy is he?
Well, my dad, he is a veteran, and he's a hard worker. He's worked as long as we could remember. He was actually forced to retire due to his illness, so now he is retired. He does stay at home. He can't do too much, especially with COVID. He can't go out of the house too much. Very funny guy. Into his family, he has 4 kids, 20 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandkids now. So he just stays home and we all check on him and we all take care of him. I went and I did get tested for my dad, but I had kidney stones, so I was unable to donate. But my sisters and my brothers are A, and they have health issues, so they're unable to donate or do the kidney exchange. But my dad's a pretty good guy.
How long has he been on the donation list?
He's been on there since he found out he had stage 4 kidney failure, and that was about 6 years ago. So about 6 years.
So when he found out that he had this disease, he started dialysis after that?
No. He actually stood at stage 4 for about 5 years, which he pretty much managed on his own, just taking care of himself and doing diet. He has kidney failure due to hypertension, which is blood pressure. So that caused his kidneys to fail. He went on dialysis in June of 2019. So he's been on dialysis for a year, a little over a year.
And for people who don't know about kidney dialysis, what is his experience like? I know that you said he has to be there several hours a day and he's able to do it at home.
He does it every day. He does have to do it every day. He hooks up his machine. He gets his supplies at home. I do his supply order. I go with him to the doctor. He has to do blood work once a month, and then he talks to the kidney doctor once a month. He has a kidney team that he talks to once a year or whenever he needs something. He gets tested, his heart, all his blood work, everything yearly, sometimes twice a year. So I take him to all his appointments and I do his order for his supplies. In fact, today he got a delivery for all his supplies. So he actually hooks up his own machine and stuff, and he has a catheter inserted in his stomach that he hooks up to his bags, and he runs his dialysis himself.
If it's okay with you, we'll take a quick break, Marlena. And when we come back, let's tell people how people can help Richard Valdez, your father, through this process, through this journey of finding a kidney donor. Okay.
Okay.
Right now we're talking to Marlena Lopez. She is in Colorado, and we're talking about her father, Richard Valdez, who is currently needing a kidney donor. You might be the person to donate. He's on the exchange program, so you don't have to be an O blood type. You can actually be any type, and they'll find a kidney that fits Richard. I hope you'll stick with us. We'll share more information about how you can help when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh, we can make
make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
This is Emma Grace Faradelli, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm a 12-year-old self-esteem rising ambassador for the Hance Family Foundation. I really hope you get to check them out. And don't ever forget, confidence is a superpower.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I have on the line with me Marlena Lopez. We're talking about her father, Richard Valdez, and he's currently in need of a kidney donor. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Marlena.
Thank you.
I think that this message today, the magnet sign, the information that was put out there, this should give hope to people who are looking for a kidney to find creative ways to help to get the information out there and possibly find a donor.
Absolutely.
As we said in the first segment, someone had taken a picture of a magnet sign that was on your husband's truck. It had the phone number. It had the information that people needed to be able to be a donor for Richard. Have there been people who have contacted and said that they were interested in donating?
Absolutely. I've gotten calls from New York, South Carolina, everywhere pretty much. I've been getting calls, text messages, emails, messages on Facebook. I've gotten so many calls, and people, I've given the information to lots of people, and they're willing to go through the testing and see if they're a match and see if they're compatible with my dad, so they're able to donate.
and your father just needs one person. He needs one kidney that will allow one him kidney. To mm-hmm. be able to stop his dialysis. And someone listening right now, maybe that person who can donate, the person who can be the fit for your father.
Absolutely.
How can a person sign up to be a donor specifically for your father, Marlena?
Well, so we have a coordinator that that people can call, and that she'll do a screening over the phone, and she'll get all their information, and then, you know, she'll lead them into the next step of testing and stuff. And her name is Catherine Odia, and her phone number is 720-754-2164. And like I said, you just give her a call, or you leave her a voicemail, and she'll get back to you, and she'll answer any questions you may have. She'll lead you into what's next and what you need to do.
Brianna Drawhan shared the picture from her Facebook page. She just hoped that it would help when she shared. And as you mentioned, it's been shared by a lot of people, this sign that was on your husband's truck to help your dad get a kidney. We appreciate people like Brianna being willing to share.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were so amazed on how many people have shared it, and so grateful. And we just appreciate just that one share, because it just might touch that one person. And, you know, my dad would be able to get that one kidney. So every share helps, every call helps, every prayer helps.
We want to make sure that we continue to get the word out about Richard Valdez, your father, and help him find a kidney. And I hope that the show helps to make that happen for your dad. He sounds like a great guy, and he has a lot of life ahead of him with those grandkids, obviously.
Yeah, he has a lot to live for. So, you know, we're pushing for him to get that kidney, and I'm hoping he gets it soon, so he could get off that machine and start, you know, living his life again.
Absolutely. And you can call Marlena Lopez directly at that 720-563-9855. Marlena, I appreciate you joining me here on the show today. And again, I do hope this helps, and your father will be in our prayers as he continues to go through dialysis, and hopefully someone will be willing to donate a kidney. And again, if you want to give the lady's name and number out, be glad to have you do that.
Okay. Her name is Catherine Odia, 720-754-2164.
Thank you, Marlena.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for inviting me to join your show and talk about my father.
You're welcome. Folks, that's Marlena Lopez in Colorado, and we're trying to help her father, Richard Valdez, find a kidney donor. You may be that person. You may be the person who can donate a kidney to Richard. I hope you'll consider that. If you're considering it, if it's something you'll think about, then go ahead and call the number and let them know that you're interested in testing, and do that test for Richard. On the Mark White Show, we're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. I hope that this story is encouraging and inspiring to you. As we talked about Brianna and her sharing something simple, a picture that can help Richard and potentially give him the life that he needs to be able to live for his children and his grandkids and all those people around him. If you have a story you would like to share with The Mark White Show, you can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. You can always follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I hope that you'll share this show with your friends, your neighbors, and your family so that they can be encouraged and inspired as well. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
High Five Liquidations is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidations, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, just to name a few. At High Five Liquidations, everything is $5. Give them a call at 256-444-2682 and find them on Facebook at High Five Liquidations. On Facebook, that's High, spelled H-I, located at 1206 Highway 31 South, just north of Ramona J's. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.